from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Hello, Chicago!
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Everybody, we are live!
Are you guys grinding or are you guys having fun?
We're having a little fun.
And here's the controversy. Listen, we love fun, right?
Spend some time with our friends Danny Parkins and Matt Spiegel.
Yes.
I'd want to be nowhere else but here.
Parkinson Spiegel, they're amazing!
Are they?
Yeah, but are they?
I go on the score and talk with Matt and Danny.
Yeah, Danny Parkins, one of the old-timers.
Sometimes says this is the show where things happen.
It's a disgusting way to do talk radio.
Danny and Matt do an excellent job.
A little too much Parkins.
We can erase it from the FCC.
Strange twists and turns on the Parkinson Spiegel Show.
I don't know what's going on with any of it.
We're the show where things happen.
Everybody, Ice Cube!
Cube, thank you for answering our text and putting up with our ridiculousness.
Anytime.
Bob Odenkirk.
How are you guys doing?
Mark Wahlberg's here.
Chicago, we love you, baby. Come on.
Shane, wake up. Tanny, we got to have another little taste because Spiggs is here. Huh? It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Every time I come on this show, old school great radio.
Johnny B.
I'm riveted to the score. It's the last bastion of talk radio.
I mean, you guys are the best team in Chicago. Everybody knows that.
Parkins and Spiegel, these guys are going to be incredible and amazing. And they started talking over my promo for them at the beginning of the show. And here we go, Jim. Tony! Oh, Jim, we could start the show right now.
I don't know if anyone else is having fun, but I'm not having fun with this Cubs thing. But I got to say.
What?
It's time for a funeral.
A funeral?
Season's over. It's over.
The Cubs season is over?
Yeah. Yeah.
2-4 in the must-go 5-1 homestand.
That's not 5-1, buddy. 2-4 is not 5-1.
9 runs in the 6 games, including 2 shutouts.
Season series is over with the Brewers. They won 5 games.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's over.
What, they go 5-8 in 13 games?
They went 5-8 in 13 games against the Brewers.
Yeah, so yeah. They're 3 games away from winning what would be a tiebreaker. But, you know, they're 11 games behind Milwaukee.
And in last place again.
They've
been outscored on the season.
It's the worst offense in baseball for more than the last 2 months. Offense is broken. Man, pitching's been really, really good. Bullpen's been good. I know you want to go at Hector Neris, feel free, but my goodness, this is a terrible and broken offense right now.
So, like any good funeral, we have prizes. The Illinois Lottery is celebrating a huge milestone, its 50th anniversary. That's 50 years of playing, winning, and generating funding for good causes in Illinois. To kick off the 50th celebration, our friends at the Illinois Lottery are giving you a bundle of scratch-off tickets, specially created to celebrate the lottery's 50th anniversary. So whenever you hear this, be the 6th caller at 312-540-0670, and you can get some scratch-offs from the Illinois Lottery, because funerals and lottery tickets, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's a giveaway.
I love scratch-off tickets.
Oh, they're fun.
I you know what I call it when I bring home some scratch-off tickets from the grocery store? Honey, I brought home my business plan. Got my business plan right here.
That's adorable.
Yeah, well,
adorable.
You know, you never know what might happen.
Yeah, sure.
I very often...
Some people do 529s.
Some people.
Yeah, you do the scratch-offs.
So, yeah, some people do large-scale investments.
Yeah, absolutely.
Things like that.
Sure.
Yeah.
A little Roth IRA, a little Roth scratch-off situation.
That's what
Makes sense.
It's my business plan.
Would anyone like to speak at the funeral? 312-644-6767. We'll be inviting people up to know, give eulogies on the season. They can call into the show and they can, you know, talk about their favorite Cubs shutout this year, perhaps. Or they can, you know, tell a pleasant story of a game where they got three hits. You know what I mean? Or which was your favorite blown save? You know what I mean? These are the types of stories that you share.
Who's your favorite hitter that doesn't have a BHAC? Let's go.
Who's the biggest story of underachievement to this 2024 season? The lines are open to speak at this joyous occasion. 312-644-6767.
I see what you're doing.
Do you see what I'm doing?
I do. You're looking for interaction.
It's
an engagement. It feels pretty damn over. You know, it's funny. I've been broken and kind of declared it over. And I'm like, but really it was like, okay, if they want to win for a while and try to get me back in, I guess they could try. But, you know, I've been a broken man. I was approached by a venerable old salt, a venerable old Cubs fan last night who chastised me. Before the game began last night, during the rain delay, I was chastised. And Spiegs, you can't quit. You can't get off the bandwagon. You can't believe that they're done. You need to go on the air and apologize and ask for an opportunity. And since then, they've lost two games and scored one run. And I do not feel as though I'm anywhere close to going on the air and asking for forgiveness or apologizing. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. This thing is ugly, and it is toast, and is broken, and you're having a funeral.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, listen, I'm wearing my white hoodie today, so I didn't dress for the funeral. I didn't want this to be the funeral, but the pitching, okay, congratulations.
Yeah.
How sustainable are those numbers? Not very. If you told me Juan Soto was on this team, if you were dropping a 45 home run stick into the middle of the lineup, you know, cool. Then we could talk about it. I think there's things on this team that are good. You know, I think that there are good players. I think that there are nice pieces. I think there are championship caliber pieces. I'm not advocating for a complete teardown. I'm saying 2024 season is a failure and it's over. And they can talk about how they'll have 55 games after the trade deadline all they want. But who you crapping, man? Who you crapping? It's Bears season. Bear season. You are not going to play postseason baseball when you hit like this.
It pains me.
You're not. They don't hit. They have no slug. They have no bats that intimidate you.
But it's what's so weird is it's like they sell out for slug. And then when it doesn't slug, then you got nothing. And that's my problem with modern baseball. And the Cubs are a thoroughly modern baseball team without really too many voices in opposition to say, what about a two-strike approach? Can we do that? You need that battle in a brain trust. You need that yin and that yang. You have a very unified brain trust in Jed and Craig and Carter and everyone, it seems, saying, slug, slug, give me a three-run homer, give me a three-run homer. And then when you don't get a three-run homer from a pinch hitter in Patrick Wisdom, I guess it could have been a two-run homer, but it wasn't, and you don't get any slug from Morel or any number of guys that are just selling out for it, then you don't have anything.
It's always the yin and the yang.
Yeah, you need the yin and the yang, or the yin.
It's more of a yin than a yang.
It's always the yin and the yang.
He thought it was a yin. It's adorable.
Flu scump.
Yeah, but you know they don't have that. So then, when you don't get it, then you don't have anything. Nico should have been trying to steal a base, by the way, last night in the eighth inning. It's not. They should have advised him to be stealing a base. Just need one hit. But they don't play for one hit anyway.
That's all we got, one damn hit.
They play for
That's a two-run home.
Well, Craig, we'll talk about it.
We got speakers.
We do? We have speakers at the funeral?
Speakers at the funeral. I didn't know we were having a funeral. Cubs.
I'm not prepared. I didn't bring my trumpet or anything.
Debbie is on the road. What would you like to say about the 2024 Cubs? Rest in peace.
Well, I went to the game on Sunday with my grandchildren. It was their first Cubs game. So that was my highlight of the entire year.
You saw Shota take a no-hitter into the sixth. It was a beautiful day on Sunday.
I did. It was exciting as heck. But again, we're talking about their funeral for hitting. So It was very sad. My grandkids had a great time. They looked amazing. And Shota was, he deserved everything he got as far as when he was leaving the game, what we did for him. I love the Cubs. I'll always love the Cubs. I'm old and I've lived through many years of crap. So...
This is Cubs fandom
in
a nutshell.
It's just another year, guys. It's just another year.
Hey, wow. Debbie, was Aaron Rodgers there, Debbie?
Not that I saw.
You know who this is. I put it in the call screener who this is. The last time Debbie was on the air.
Oh, I see the bottom part there. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
You called Aaron Rodgers a D-bag last time you were on the air. You curse. You're the cursor.
Oh, I wish that I was that Debbie.
Oh, we have two different older Debbies calling in?
A lot of bad info out there, Shane.
Debbie, I'm sorry. That's on me, Debbie. The other Debbie that called Aaron Rodgers that name has a very similar voice.
All right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Thank you, Debbie.
Can I clarify something with Debbie? Debbie, are you still there?
Yeah, she's there.
I have a question, Debbie.
I am, and I'm fine to call Aaron Rodgers a douchebag.
No. Now we got two. Every older Debbie we have violates the FCC laws to insult Aaron Rodgers. Okay, that's good.
It's not an indeed. FCC violation.
I have a question, though, Debbie. Earlier you said that they looked great. You meant your grandkids and not the Cubs.
I did indeed mean my grandchildren.
Okay, your grandchildren looked great on Sunday.
Good clarification.
But not the Cubs. Okay, I just wanted to make
it's
sure
a beautiful
of that.
Eulogy, Debbie. Thank you. Moved me to tears.
You know what's my favorite thing about eulogies is when they insult Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, it's true.
It happened at my Uncle Irwin's funeral as well. Somebody got up and insulted Aaron Rodgers.
Well, that's what Irwin would want.
It was a beautiful part of the funeral.
Steven Schomburg is our next speaker at the 2024 Cubs funeral.
Hi, Steve.
Rest in peace.
Hey there.
Hi there.
I can't believe we got the wrong guy from Milwaukee. I just got to say, this Pat Murphy guy is fantastic.
Oh, God.
$8 million a year. What are we doing?
So this is the manager for the team that can't hit?
I mean, right? What are we doing right now? You know, I cannot get over it. I'm so fed up right now. And, you know, what I just ultimately want to say is I want to say, go Brewers, go Bucks, go Packers, Wisconsin owns you, goodbye!
Oh, wow, yeah, see, that.
Good job, Steve.
That also happened at my Uncle Irwin's funeral. It did.
Yeah, I mean, he feels good about himself for, like, trolling us or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You think we don't know that Wisconsin kicks Chicago's ass right now in sports?
Yeah, it's all true.
Yeah, we know. We're jealous of Giannis. Yeah, of course. Great. Absolutely.
Great. Yeah, they have the Bucks. They have
Rodgers is we own you. We know.
Yeah, Jordan Love seems to be very good.
Yeah, well, Caleb's coming for that.
Well, I hope so.
I'm not conceding that.
Hope so.
Yeah.
But man,
it's
can you imagine going to a funeral and just screaming about Wisconsin sports? You know?
Bucky Badger, jump around.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
At Uncle Irwin's funeral, a guy screamed about Bart Starr.
Sorry for your loss.
Went back. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Actually, Uncle Irwin was kind of a D-bag.
Oh.
If we're going to be honest about it.
He was the Aaron Rodgers of uncles.
He was the Aaron Rodgers of my family. That's exactly right.
Daniel and Elgin's our next speaker. We'll see if you could follow Steve. He was a real tearjerker. Thank you, Daniel. We're eulogizing the 2024 Cubs because it's over.
Hey, Danny. Also, Danny calling in, RIP, 2024 Cubs.
Yeah.
But we kind of knew going into the season it wasn't going to be a playoff team, right? We didn't start off
Well,
same come first place, did we?
My gambling account would say otherwise, as I have large tickets on them to win the Central and the National League in its entirety.
And I bet them to take. I bet the over, and told people to hammer the over on Cubs wins.
Well, actually, shouldn't be laughing.
Go ahead, Greg Brown. You're talking to two people who got suckered in, and there's a lot of fans out there who got suckered in.
Oh, sports books love you guys, right?
Yeah. For sure, I've been employed.
Can we take some positives though away from it? We do got a young core, AAA, AA.
Who?
I don't know.
Who?
I don't know if I believe it.
Who's the core?
I don't believe it anymore. I don't believe it right now today.
AAA, Shaw, Triantos. We got Killian, who just got back from injury. He's
Killian
in minor league.
Killian has been bad every time he's had a cup of coffee in the majors. Triantos is low. Shaw's at AA, I believe. Shaw's at AA.
Yeah, he's batting mid 200s right now. It's batting 250, 260 in the AA. Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah. I mean,
that's more exciting than some of the guys we got up right now.
I mean, you could always prospect hump, man. And maybe some of these guys will be good. Maybe some of them will be bad. But this team has a $230 million payroll. They're supposed to win right now.
Right. Yeah, I'm not on the win right now boat, but
team is supposed to win.
Year. I think we should be shopping. Tyone should be gone. Hap should be gone. The list goes on with guys that should be gone. We should keep Horner, keep Swanson, keep Shota, and build around those guys.
Yeah, well, you have no choice but to keep Swanson.
Thank you, Adult Danny.
And Hap has a full no trade. I mean, maybe you'll try and talk to him. I doubt it, though. I don't think that's going to happen. No, this was supposed to be a year they won. This was supposed to be a year they won. They had a lot of arrogance, which I think some of us shared or felt and really believed. And it's a bad data point on paying a manager. It's not all on Craig, but he definitely deserves some, and we gave him some yesterday. It's a really bad data point. It's interesting, on a day when the Red Sox apparently are about to pay Alex Cora more than $7 million a year, there's another franchise. Now, they know that guy, and they know what effect he has. They've watched him up close. They're going to do that. And it's interesting because they clearly thought, Jed and Carter clearly thought, that Craig Counsell was going to come here and help the Cubs overachieve. And that has not happened in year one at all.
No, it has not. They also paid him $8 million for front office acumen and organizational overall contributions. And that has not happened in year one. I don't think the guy forgot how to manage. I don't think he's putting these guys in bad situations routinely that don't make sense strategically. These players are underperforming. Now, if you want to say the manager is responsible for Dansby Swanson underperforming, okay.
How about is the manager responsible for Madrigal and Mastroboni being here as long as they were, and Mastroboni still being here? Is the manager responsible for, at this point, David Bodie being here and not getting used, Patrick Wisdom being here and not getting used? Those are the most useful pieces.
Last night,
Both of them for the first time in weeks, essentially.
Bush has been good.
That's the okay, but this is supposed to be. This is a time in baseball where you're supposed to use your entire roster, and a manager is supposed to be very, very good at using your entire roster.
He is supposed to be good at using the entire roster.
And you got no kids of consequence from your system that are up and trying to help you win must-win games in this six-game homestand to end the deadline. It's like it's a weird utilization of talent unless the kids aren't ready, which it seems like they're not, and you built a bad team, Jed, is what it seems like.
Right. To me, it's more Jed. Because he's been here for the whole operation. But we were told
Craig was going to be involved in all those conversations.
I agree with you. I'm not dismissing the possibility. I just can't believe how many veteran players in their athletic prime are having bad years. That can't be because of a manager. Like at some point, player blame has to come into effect.
For sure.
I'm saying not Jed or Craig. At some point, it has to be player blame. Dansby Swanson catching heat. Morel catching heat. Saya catching heat.
Well, Dansby Swanson or Saya catching heat is different than Morel catching heat, because maybe Morel shouldn't have been trusted and asked to do as much of this if it wasn't going to happen.
Only if everyone just keeps looking for any excuse to not blame players.
Well, but I agree with players who are in their primes and making good money, not producing the way that they've been expected to produce. I agree. But in terms of young players not being ready to come up and help, that's on the org. In terms of young players who are being here who haven't taken a leap, some of that is on the org, and some of that is higher.
Some of it is on the org. There's a remarkable number of underperformance on this team. We'll have more speakers at this really uplifting 2024 Cubs season funeral, and we will examine a trade deadline in a sport of cowards. Are either team in this town going to actually be bold? It's Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.